Now, here in the U.S., the baseball season is over. Bats are stored, stands empty. Yankee fans especially disconsolate after their team went down 2-0 to the Florida Marlins in the final game of the World Series. As usual this year, fall baseball captured the hearts of many across the country, including Wellesley College professor Brendan Ray. He sees similarities in the game's play-by-play calling and the work of the ancient Greek poets. Recall, if you can, the fifth game of the Seattle Mariners' victory over the New York Yankees in the playoffs 8 years ago. Brendan Ray still savors the heroic dimension of that battle on the Weindark Field.
It was the bottom of the 11th. The Mariners were down by one, and the winning run, Ken Griffey Jr., was on first. Here is the play-by-play by Dave Niehaus, the longtime voice of the Mariners.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on a line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship.
A shiver still runs up my spine every time I listen to Niehaus barking out the improbable ending he foreshadowed. With Junior's speed, he promised me only moments before, he could score from first with a ball hit sharply into the gap. And so he did. I replay that broadcast over and over again in my mind's eye, the ball shooting down the left field line, swift-footed Ken Griffey Jr. never breaking stride as he rounded third and headed for home. I'm a classicist by trade, so I'm always listening for echoes of ancient Greece and Rome in everyday life. Call it an occupational hazard. Every time I hear Niehaus describe that fantastic finish, I think of the oldest play-by-play guy in the business and his fall classic, now being read on campuses everywhere. I mean the ancient Greek poet Homer and the Iliad, the story of Achilles' wrath during the Trojan War. Here's the British actor Derek Jacobi reading part of the translation by Princeton professor Robert Fagles.
And Achilles went for him, fast, sure of his speed, as the wild mountain hawk, the quickest thing on wings, launching smoothly, swooping down on a cringing dove, and the dove flits out from under, the hawk screaming over the quarry, plunging over and over, his fury driving him down to beak and tear his kill.
The ancients called this vividness energeia, the quality that brings actors in action right before your eyes. You can just see Hector's shudder of fear, the plume of dust rising up as he takes off running, his legs never breaking stride, desperate to be safe at home, but destined never to get there. And I see why Hector's terrified, the fiery shine of Achilles' armor, the spear brandished over his shoulder. I see Achilles flying after him, his legs churning furiously, driving him as fast as he can go. I glimpse the terror on Hector's face, and the determination and rage on the face of the man who would break him. So this winter, I'm going to kindle my hope for next season and look forward to the poetry of the play-by-play, bringing the game vividly before my eyes.
Brendan Ray teaches classical studies at Wellesley College in Wellesley, Massachusetts.